We can go to Mike Cossey, and we can check sports. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, it happened last night. I tried to text you, call you once, and you answered the phone, but you couldn't hear me because I was on my cell phone. But I had flipped the TV channel onto the hockey game, and I saw it was 2-0 in the first period. And then I sent you a text a little later on, and you basically said after that first period it was over.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Bruins came out strong. St. Louis sat back, played a good defensive game, blocked a lot of shots. The shots that made it through, the goalie made some big, big saves. And then with the Bruins dominating most of the first period, all of a sudden St. Louis comes down, pops one in, 1-0. The Bruins didn't quit. They kept putting pressure on, and then inside of the last minute of the first period came the backbreaker. St. Louis scored again. Game, set, match, over. Boston comes out and they're hitting you with haymakers and you're withstanding it, and not only you're withstanding it, you go into the locker room after one period up 2-0, that's it, game over. And that's exactly what happened.
Did that goal in the first, the last goal in the first period, did that come with like 10 seconds left or something?
Something like that, yep.
That's the backbreaker. That's the backbreaker. When something happens in the last second of the first period of the seventh game.
Because when you're hitting these guys with everything you got and you're losing 1-0, and then all of a sudden, within earshot of the final horn for the first period, they put another one in, that's a backbreaker.
Yeah. Well, so we've dethroned one Boston champion, two more to go.
Good luck with that.
I know.
For a team that has one baseball team, one basketball team, one football team, and one hockey team versus a city that has two of each, Boston does pretty good.
They do pretty good, and that's why it's their turn
to be destroyed. That's why they're the championship city.
Now, they're going to lose that this year. Not
why. Who's going to win?
What do you mean?
It's not the Rangers. It's not the Giants. It's not the Jets.
I'm not saying it's not. It doesn't have to be a New York team. It could be any team as long as they dispatch Boston into the harbor like they did with the T.
Nah. Besides New York, every other city in the country is eons behind them as far as championships go.
Yeah, I know, but still, whenever you rise to the top, you then become that target. And they have risen to the top over the past 5 to 7 years. There's no doubt about it. And so they have a target on their back. And one down and two to go. Now, I think the hardest one to go, to be honest with you, is going to be those damn Patriots.
As long as Brady's playing, they're not going to lose.
I was going to say, they're the hardest one to go.
The only thing that's going to beat him is Father Time. It's not going to be another team.
I know. So that's going to be the hardest one to go. But congratulations to the St. Louis Blues. I'm sure all those old Blues in heaven are lifting their own Stanley Cup today. But did you see what happened at the end of the game?
I saw the whole thing. Yeah.
I haven't seen this at the Stanley Cup. The Boston fans just horrifically booed them. And you know what? I've seen a lot of Stanley Cup finals won on other people's ice, and never seen a display of that many boos. Never. Now, hopefully, they were booing.
That's because most of the people leave.
Yeah. But anyways,
the only people usually left at the end of the game are the fans of the other team.
Well, anyway, so they're done. They're over. It's done. Good.
Yep.
All right.
Now we just have summer sports.
That's it. We have baseball.
And they'll probably start talking about football before you know it.
Oh, you know they will.
The 87-month season of football.
It never ends.
Nope.
It doesn't. I mean, that's what when baseball, when it's off season, MLB Network does their hot stove league and stuff like that. But it's not the presence like the NFL tries to give you every month of the year.
Pretty soon we'll be knowing how many times Tom Brady goes to the bathroom.
Like the baseball draft has come and gone. Who knows about it? No one. But the NFL draft comes up, and geez, oh my gosh,
it's dissected for months.
Oh gosh. Well, anyway, and the NBA is the same way with their draft.
Yep.
Oh, come on, you know, it's just a draft. Let the season end. You know, that's what's good about the National Hockey League. They got a champion, someone who's never won the cup before. That's
the beauty about hockey.
Yeah.
You never know who's going to win.
So.
You never know who's going to win in hockey. This year, you're probably going to have an upset with basketball, but that's the first time in probably 20 years.
Yeah.
Hockey, it happens a lot.
All right. So where do we want to go in sports now?
Why didn't the Mets and the Yankees get a day off yesterday?
I have no idea. I have no idea. But because they got the day off, Tampa Bay lost, so the Yankees are now a half game ahead. And the Red Sox won a big game, though, yesterday. They could have blown that and been swept in that series, and they didn't.
Yeah.
They came back to win that game. Now, the bullpen actually held after they gave up the lead.
Their bullpen stinks. That's their Achilles heel. I told you that in March.
Yeah, unbelievable.
That's the reason why they're not going to win this year. They don't have a stopper. They don't have a pen, and that's going to cost them. They're only 7.5 games behind, but
no,
they're not playing good. They're only one. More importantly than 7.5 games behind, they're only one game over 500. That means they're struggling.
Yeah, up and down, it's the way things go. But we'll see what happens the rest of the season. I mean, there's a long season to go. The Yankees are finally going to get their team back within the next 2 weeks, and then we'll see how they readjust to that and go from there.
If they readjust, you never know how that's going to work.
Yeah.
You know, you got to go to the, you got to dance with the girl you brought to the dance, and the Yankees need to play these kids until they fall apart. But that's not what's going to happen because money dictates how teams are run, and you can't have $28 million players sitting on the bench.
Well, we'll see what happens. Is there not much else?
Like I said yesterday, the big thing for the Yankees is Paxton. If he don't pitch, they're in trouble.
Well, hopefully he'll pitch. Because he does have the goods, so we'll see what happens.
Forget about the Red Sox. The teams the Yankees have to focus on beating are the Twins and the Astros.
Yep.
If you look at the Twins, even though they won last night, their run differential is 110. They're way ahead of everybody else. The Dodgers are the only other team that have a run differential like them, 105. Oh, and they're one of the top three teams that have the most amount of wins in baseball. So that's what you have to look at, run differential. They say, oh, it doesn't. Yeah, it matters. You have to score more than you give up to win in baseball, so run differential matters.
On a regular basis, that's exactly right.
Like we said, you have to have the pitching to hold them. You have to have the bats to win, and the Twins look like they have a very good mix of it, and they're successful at home and on the road. So that's the mix for a winning team.
And basically, when you start out the season, if you want to make the playoffs in baseball, you're looking at 92 to 95 wins now. That's really what you need, basically.
Yeah.
92 to 95 wins. And that still might get you into a playoff game to get into that goofy wild, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah, but I don't see anything like last year where you had two teams like the Yankees and the Red Sox that had astronomical amounts of wins and one had to get a wild card because that's the way it is. But you know, you shouldn't even have two wild cards, in my opinion.
No.
But you're not going to see that this year.
All right.
There's nobody that's winning that much. Besides, you know, the Astros, the Twins, and the Dodgers, but they have nobody close behind them.
All right. Well, so what are we going to talk about tomorrow? Racing?
I don't know. I got to find out what time my game is tomorrow.
Let me know.
There's conflict there. One says 9, one says 10:30. So if it's 10:30, I'll be on. If it's 9, I won't be on tomorrow.
All right. Well, just text me and let me know.
Yeah, I'll let you know. I've been trying to find out. But as soon as I find out, you're the next person that finds out as well.
All right, Mike. Well, I might speak to you tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, so would I.
Okay.
But duty calls.
All right. Maybe we'll speak to you tomorrow. If not, have a good weekend.
You got it.
All right. Take care, Mike. Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.